Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how self-study discipline sets you apart from everybody else. We talked about this a little bit at the end of the show yesterday. Self-study is not for everybody.
No, I think it's not for most.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and I think we're all experiencing that right now. If you have children right now at home going to school,
I didn't think of that.
I think you really see it also. There are kids. I'm not kidding. I know. I would have been that. Like, you got to tape them to their chair.
Yeah, I was that kid. Like, that. Were you?
Yeah, as a kid, I would have been. I would have sucked at this. You know, even. I did like going to school, though, I have to say. When I was growing up, going to school, sitting in the classroom, I enjoyed it. I did well at school. I was kind of geeky. I got good grades, kind of boring. I never ditched until my senior year. But this would have really been hard for me.
My whole take on school then and now was... I really could be out making money right now. Instead, I'm sitting here listening to this old person. And I say that now, knowing full well that there's people listening to this saying, I could be making money sitting here listening to this old person.
Yeah, instead. Like us.
Yeah.
Yep.
So my whole plan, and we'll talk about it in a second here, about this whole topic is, there's like 10 massive barriers to success. There's 10 massive barriers to success buying and selling land. And one of them is the self-study part of this. We'll get into what the barriers are and how to overcome them or how to determine whether or not this might not be the thing for you. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Carly wrote, where do I go for Facebook help with ads and marketing? I've been posting ads for months without great results. I'd like to hire someone to just look at my account and ads and make sure I'm maximizing my marketing. I have received emails about my Facebook pixel not being active, and I just need some overall guidance on the variables. Thank you.
All right, so before I answer the actual Facebook question, there's a much, much bigger issue here. And it actually is very pertinent to the topic that we're going to discuss here in a second. The answers to every single question that you have, with the exception of what's the purpose of life or, you know, is God real, is in your pocket or in your purse right now. Every single one. And so I get these kinds of questions from our kids. Remember when you were a kid and it's like, hey, why don't you go look at, you ask a question, it's like, why don't you go look it up?
Yeah.
Didn't you hate that?
I did.
I don't hate that.
You know what I think that was? It was an answer for, I don't know, and I'm embarrassed to tell you. Seriously. Jill, this is a learning experience. I think you should go look it up, which is code for, hell, I do not know.
And I hated that. I hated going to look stuff up. Well, yeah. I don't hate pulling up my phone and looking up something now because there's immediate gratification on all this.
Right.
So as far as Facebook goes, yeah, there's two types of Facebook. Well, 98% of the planet knows about how they use Facebook, which is pop open your phone. Oh, my friend, it's my friend's birthday. There's an ad. There's a Land Academy ad. Nope. Yep. Oh, yeah. This guy went fishing yesterday. And so you can post stuff on there about what you did today and what you're doing today. And that's what everybody thinks Facebook is. 98% of the people. Facebook advertising and Facebook marketing, and I don't mean marketplace, and it's Facebook's fault for naming these things so close to each other. Like, mm-hmm. They do a terrible, terrible job describing. Facebook's very complicated and in-depth and incredibly powerful and cost-effective to sell real estate. I mean, it's an amazing tool. You can, within minutes, contact 80% of the people that are in a zip code where your property is for sale. Mm-hmm. The way that you're going to do that is not through marketplace, it's through marketing. And it's a whole different back-end world to Facebook that requires pixels and all that stuff. So Carly, I can tell you confidently, step one to getting successful on Facebook marketing is getting that pixel active. And it's a code. It's a literally, you have to go in and change the code. And embedding code in what you're advertising, and it's complicated as hell for some people. Luckily, that's up my skill of alley. Fortunately, now I have a staff to do it for me. But I did it for us in the beginning, mm-hmm. for marketing real estate, and then eventually Land Academy and the other companies. My point is this. Go get some help. If you go onto YouTube and type in, how do I do Facebook marketing, you'll spend the next 4 days of your life researching and finding out all the answers for free. So that's what goes on with the land business too. You know, you have to develop this skill. I'm not picking on you, her at all. No. You have to develop this skill and almost this lust for learning how to do this stuff on computers. And it's hard for some people.
Facebook has marketing people, though, that can help you too. I don't know if it's free for everyone or if it's paid for everyone. I think at our level, they reach out to us and they offer free stuff because we paid so much, mm-hmm. honestly. But there's all kinds of stuff you can get within the Facebook official community, and they'll help you with this stuff. So I would go there too. Nothing's crazy. You know, and so there's a point. I would like to make this point. Do you want to be a Facebook pro at marketing your own stuff, or do you want to be a pro at selling your own land? So there's going to be a point, Carly, you're going to have to call it.
Which one do you want to be?
I would rather be a pro at the land and pay someone to do the marketing part.
We're good partners.
Yeah, I'd rather be a pro at marketing. Need to learn the back end of how to do this, because I might be doing land or I might be doing shower curtains. That's not me. It's only land.
Well, so, now there's twice.
But that's okay. I'm not to say no way's right or wrong. So Carly's going to have to decide where to call it. I don't want you to spend 3 weeks on this, because you're gonna lose money if you spend 3 weeks on this.
Every single person.
At some point, it's worth it to pay someone.
Every single person in our advanced group, and everyone who's ever passed through our group, who does incredibly well right now, has this personality trait, and I'll describe it. They would never ask this question, and I'm not picking on this person at all. They would have their question in their head. They would shoot up in the middle of the night, sit up in bed, and say, oh my gosh, there is a back end of this Facebook marketing piece, and they wouldn't be able to go back to sleep and probably lose a whole week of their life figuring it out. But then when they went up for air after that, I'm like this. They're going to know everything there is about it, and they're probably going to have somebody who's working with them in some capacity
to
execute what that person just learned. And so when you approach that mindset about buying and selling land, believe me, by the time you found Land Academy, one of the reasons you chose Land Academy is because you have this personality type. Right.
I wouldn't pick on Carly, though. I think it's a perfect place to put this.
So
I would absolutely post this here. I think you did the exact right thing, Carly. Just, you know, and I think that there's a lot of other advanced people in the group that started off posting things like this.
I had this question.
Yes.
I remember. So, I remember reading about this, going, what the hell is Facebook marketing?
And what's a pixel?
Yeah.
You know,
what's a pixel?
Isn't that the company that does all the animated booms? Oh, that's Pixar. Look. Excuse me.
Listen.
But seriously, pixel, Pixar, it's confusing.
I'm 50, almost 54 years old. I am well beyond having a healthy relationship with computers. Mm-hmm. I should not. I'm too old to the vast majority of my friends have no idea what I'm talking about. Other than operating Windows going onto Facebook to see what their high school friends are doing, they have no interest and are baffled by the vast majority of the things that go on in computers.
You know, I don't mean to pick on you, however. It's a little bit unhealthy sometimes. You go down there. I know. I think it's not necessarily unhealthy, but I think you just
it's
have
absolutely
a,
unhealthy.
We have a personal thing that you need to do it, and that's just a Steve-ism.
I agree.
Okay.
But I don't think it just is a Steve thing. I think
no,
there's people in our
other
group.
People.
That's true. I can name reel off 20 names, members' names that are
Sweetie. It's one of the things I love about you.
That they can't leave it alone. They have to figure out why, let's say, properties in rural Virginia that are in XY, I'm just picking on Virginia, XYZ County, that don't have road frontage are, you know, and fill in the blank.
I'm sure I have the unhealthy thing too about a different topic. It's totally okay. I'm just making a point. I don't know. I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know what mine is.
You nailed it earlier. But this is not your thing. But I tell you, when your thing is the people part of this.
Yeah.
And the horse story from yesterday.
You know what I'll do?
And you love that. And that's why we're great partners, Joe.
Right. So I think in this example, you have a personal thing to figuring out yourself. I'm just going to find the right guy. I'll spend a week finding the right guy to do it, so I don't have to.
I understand that.
And that's okay.
Once I conquer it, I will find somebody to operate. I call it operations, but, I know. Or execute the whole thing. Because I haven't dealt with a pixel with Facebook or otherwise in years and years and years. But in the beginning, I figured it out because I wanted to find out what the deal is.
I know.
Today's topic, self-study discipline, sets you apart from everyone else. This is why you're listening.
You know, it's like if my car's acting up. I'm not going to pop the hood.
I'm not interested in fixing cars.
I'm interested in
computers, though.
You know, it's good to know sometimes. I want to know what that sound is. Should it happen again? Kind of thing.
So what are you interested in?
I'm not going to pop the hood and fix it. I need to dissect this.
Truly helpful for, I think, a lot of listeners. What are you interested in, Jill? What are you going to actually pop the hood, spend 3 hours on? You know, what topic? What can you easily spend 3 hours doing? And look at your watch and say, oh my gosh, I thought that was 10 minutes. It's 3 hours.
I do that about property. I go down the rabbit hole with property because I like it.
Yep.
I like it.
I've heard you on the phone 2 hours with people.
And I like to get to know an area a little bit, just enough so I know the area. Like I'll spend some time researching an area so I know it like the back of my hand and it saves me time later. That's kind of the point.
I'm going to throw a bunch of topics out. I really think this is helpful for people.
Okay.
Like long before picking a county or long before you're ever deciding that you want to buy and sell real estate or renovate a house or whatever, I think you should have these types of conversations with yourself. Like, where do I lose myself for 3 hours? So how about cooking?
Nope.
We covered auto repair. How about jewelry making?
Nope.
How about drinking scotch?
Yes. that's a good one. Yeah, I do want to personally learn everything about that.
How about?
That's true.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was say,
I know that you can lose yourself for hours and hours looking at real estate.
Yeah. Okay, I got to share something funny about the discipline thing and how different we are, right? So I got this book recently because I'm trying to become a better investor, not in the thing that I do every day, but in the stock market, because I'm admittedly, I don't know what I should know, kind of thing. For me, I believe, and I want to learn it like really well. So I saw this book online, and it looks like the book is like, I don't know, 100 pages. It looks like it's this thick. Well, I got the book and it's this thick. And I'm like, and it's like small print too. So
the people who are listening, can you?
Yes. It's The Intelligent Investor by Benjamin Graham. And I got it because Warren Buffett signed off on it. And he wrote the foreword. This was like someone he learned from. I was watching videos about Benjamin Graham. Warren Buffett went to classes from this guy, and I'm like, all right, I got it. And again, I didn't know it was going to be this thick of a book.
How far are you?
Oh, I'm just still reading. I just started. I just got in the mail yesterday.
Will you get through it?
Well, I'll let you know. So I hope so. Because you know what? This interests me. What's funny is how different you and I are. You saw this book. You're like, hey, let me know what you think, you know, kind of thing. And I'm like, I really want to read this book. And it's very technical. So, and I think, you know what? And it goes back to even our show the other day about education. You better believe I'm going to learn something in here that's going to tie to my land business and everything that we do. So
absolutely.
So when you go get other education out there from other people, do it in other areas. You know, it's going to help everything about your business and your life. And
there's nothing flashy about that book.
No.
The answers are in there.
And there's no pictures.
There's no question that all the answers are in there. It's all about how much time you want to put in and how interested you are in the topic to really actually study it. And I think that most of the people that I know that are interested in the stock market and loud about it are just interested in making money
quickly. I just opened this page real quick. I have to show you this real quick. The risk is not in our stocks, but in ourselves. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about you. So back to the topic. So what kind of stuff do you love? We covered mine. Okay, so let's talk about you and things that you enjoy. Do you want to pop open the hood?
No, not any more than 10 minutes, just like with one of our kids, just to make sure they know where the oil goes.
Do you want to learn about what fish are where off our coast?
Yeah.
Ah,
I do.
See? Okay. Do you want to learn about different hunting techniques?
Not really at all.
Okay.
No.
All right. How about trees and hiking and things like that?
Sure. Not really, though. Oh. I mean, but, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe that's a 4 or 5. Are you interested in working on your marriage for 3 hours straight?
Nope. I wasn't tasted 3 hours. Why? What's to talk about for 3 hours?
That just makes my stomach like turn thinking about sitting and talking for 3 hours and learning about your... No, I don't want to do that either.
This is... Okay, so here's a topic for me today. For me, this whole thing is about, look, are you interested or not? One of the things that like this book does... we've done, there's a lot of places you can go to learn something, whether it's a college education, you know, being a doctor, being a land investor, whatever it is. You've got to be self-inspired, by the way, or it's not going to work. And if you are, self-study is totally fine with you because you're interested in what you're learning. So if you're getting into this right now and you're cringing mm-hmm. over all of the stuff you've got to read and mm-hmm. going on to this land investor site, it's going to make your head hurt, and watching one more video about how to scrub data,
whole point to this,
is like making you turn over. This is probably not for you.
That's my whole point to this.
Okay.
There are barriers. There's a lot of moving parts to this business. There's a lot of barriers to entry. And I say that in a good way. So it's not... Look, it's interesting that you brought the stock market up, Jill, because if you want to buy something and sell it for more very, very quickly, go get yourself an E-Trade account. You can do this in the next 8 minutes. You're going to get approved very quickly if you fill out the stuff correctly, and you will be in a stock investor in a half hour. And you can go buy some stock and watch it go up, and it will go up eventually, and resell it for more. And make sure that the fees and the math all work. So that's what you're interested in, you should go do that. That's not what this is. This is a lifelong real estate, I don't know it's like you have to develop career. And then manifest this thing into, and it will pay you and your kids forever.
Right.
You know, especially if you work in land leases and a bunch of reoccurring things that just never go away in a good way. And so, but computers are a huge part. So I say barriers to entry. Here's some barriers to entry. You need to understand, embrace, and love your computer. There are tools and data. There are tools that constantly are coming out. They're plastered all over the internet that make this easier and easier and easier if you embrace them.
Some are not real. One you have to be careful.
One of them, that's right. But one of them, and that's our job. Our job is to sift through the crap, like everything. Choose which ones are real and which ones aren't, and which ones work for us. And Facebook marketing is an incredibly powerful tool. I can't describe to you how powerful Facebook marketing. I don't mean marketplace, and I don't mean posting what you did last night with your friends. I mean Facebook marketing, the back end business part of this. Is incredibly powerful, and not just for buying and selling real estate. It's powerful, and the whole thing that surrounds it, cost per click, cost per view, impressions, all of that will translate into anything that you do for the rest of your life. So you have to embrace all these moving parts, put them all together, and flip some dirt.
I agree.
So self-study. That's how we've chosen, for whatever reason, Jill and I have chosen to set up a self-study program. that only probably sings to a fraction of the people that are probably could be really good real estate investors. And then that there's like all these, you know how college weeds people out? That's what this inadvertently does. You know, you get as far as you can get, you know, I'm talking about myself now. You get as far as you can get and it's like, you know what? I'm not gonna get a master's degree. I barely got out of this bachelor's degree thing. I lost interest, I don't see the point. And then there's some people
Go on for their doctorate.
Who go to medical school exactly. And sail through it and love it and are kind of disappointed when it ends. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I am with this though.
Right.
You know, it's like you do about 5 or 6 or 10 deals, you look at the money and it's like, I just want to do more.
Yeah.
It's just endless for me on this. I know it's that way for you.
Me too. I'll never stop. This is my true passion.
The self-study part of this, that was never an issue for me because I'm really interested in it.
Same here. Happy you could join us today, Monday through Friday. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called This Amazing American Real Estate Market in 2020. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
It is. Who knew going into 2020? What would happen?
I can safely say I was 180 degrees wrong.
Yeah. That's okay. I know. Beginning of the year, I wasn't thinking this. And then as the year unfolded, thinking, uh-oh, this could be bad. And now in the summertime, I'm like, oh, holy cow, this is great.
This market
And now towards the end of the year, I'm like, oh, it's getting better.
And it's not going to end now.
Nope. It's really
so
good.
Who'd have thought this COVID thing would have just catalyzed this real estate market that was the hottest real estate market that there ever has been since I've been alive in some of the worst conditions. Those things shouldn't mix.
Exactly. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable and we really do appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please get on over to our YouTube channel where you can see us there, by the way. And hit the subscribe button.
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button helps to support our channel's algorithm and gauge your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.